Yeah, I'm new. First time here. Yeah, the service was fine, I guess. I wouldn't really know. Well, I don't believe in any of this, so it's all the same to me. I mean, it's my actual first time doing one of these things. Oh, curiosity, mostly. I'm just here because the church was pretty, and I wanted to see what's inside. And I thought, maybe I could get me some of that blood of Christ. Thought they'd be a bit more fucking generous with it, though. Isn't that supposed to be, like, your guy's thing? And it wasn't very good, either. Dude, I'm joking. Jesus. I just figured this would be a good place to meet people. Everybody's been super nice. I like this community thing you got going on. Actually, meeting people in meat space? That's novel. Granted, I'm not exactly shouting, "I'm a faithless fucking heathen!" from the rooftops, but hey, it worked. I mean, I'm talking to a good Christian girl right now. Okay, I'm gonna stop you right there. You're not gonna convert me. No offense, but you're just not. Sorry. I'm just here to chat people up. Hey, it's all good. I'm good if you're good. I'm just letting the power of positivity take me. But, you here by yourself? Where's your guy? You know, your husband? You're married, right? Or engaged? Because of the ring? I have no idea how that works. Oh. A purity ring. What, you've sworn to floss twice a day? Oh. An abstinence pledge. No, it's just... Why would you want that? Pretty little thing like you. You could get all the dick in the world. So save it for someone special then. Whatever. You don't have to wait until marriage for that. What if you turn out to be totally incompatible? What if you want it every day and he's like,
"Once a month is enough, actually."
What if he won't go down on you? What then? Really? You really think your virginity is the... Sorry. You really think your virginity is the most important thing you have to give? The most important thing. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. I mean, pardon my blasphemy. God and future husband, I can understand, but what's your dad have to do with your pussy? Why's he get a say? You don't think that's just a little fucked up? Because to me, it sounds like they've made Daddy's girl into a sweet little prey pig for Jesus. Okay. Sorry. I didn't come here to argue. Honest. I just don't see what you get out of all of this. What do I get out of it? Dude, it's fun. Look, sex can be $500 fine dining. It can be a romantic, intimate bonding experience with your true love or whatever. Absolutely. But it can also be a quick Taco Bell run because it just fucking tastes good. And you can have both. You don't have to pick one or the other. Sure, you might get food poisoning once or twice, but whatever. Just don't be dumb about it, and it doesn't have to be that deep. Unless you want it to be deep.
Want me to show you?
Oh, I think you know exactly what I mean. You can't be that sheltered. I can show you what your body can do. I can show you how good it can feel.
And it's just you and me here now.
This dress. You talk up highs, but you're decked for easy access. Tempted, aren't you? The trembling, the heat. It's all written on your face. But you'll take that chance, won't you? You want this. There it is. The devil's doorbell. You're already acquainted, aren't you? That one time at the midnight hour, after you said your prayers, you just couldn't help yourself. Sin. Sinful little thing. The way you've glazed my finger. You can wear the ring. But you and I both know that mind of yours is anything but pure. And this pussy is just begging to be touched. So neglected. And the sweet juice of the forbidden fruit. Would you like to taste? Haven't fallen that far yet, huh?
You will.
Would you like me to show you something you haven't seen before? Oh, you love this. And if Jesus is watching, let him. Don't worry. Nobody can see me between the pews. So all you have to do is not make a sound. Preacher guy's still in the back, though, so... Shh. Now, look with me here. Lift that blood for me. Come on. There you go. Good girl. Open your legs. Let me look at you. Good girl. Oh. And how you drip for me. A gorgeous pussy like this going unloved. Now that is blasphemous. Every inch. Every fold should be worship. Every day, a day of worship. And this slit. It's okay. I know what I'm doing. I'll make sure everything stays intact. Wouldn't want to ruin you for your future husband, right? Just relax. Keep quiet. I'll take care of you. Mm-hmm.
one's right here. But mostly just lust. Uninhibited lust. God might judge you. But I won't. So give in to it. Give in to me. You can do it. Come for me. You were supposed to be quiet. You weren't? No. You were so loud. But don't worry, though. I think the priest left already. It's either that or he's pretending he did. Hey. Are you okay? You look a little rocked. It's a whole new day for you, huh? Yes, it is. No. I think I'll keep these panties for myself. You'll just have to go home au naturel, like Eve did. Oh, I like it when you beg. But no. Because it's fun, silly girl. And you know it. Under all that sanctimonious pretense, there's a little slut just dying to get out. So let her out. Be a slut. What? Will I make... No! I'm not gonna fucking marry you! What the fuck? Dude, I don't even know you. I mean, is that even allowed? Okay. Tell you what. I'm not gonna marry you, dumbass. But here's my pledge to you. Hit me up sometime when you're feeling sacrilegious. And we can do this again.